broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, great, great good morning to you. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Some haze from the volcano. The wind is blowing. It's supposed to be trades to 15 miles per hour. It's very still right now. We'll have some scattered showers as well. Mostly cloudy still tonight. The winds are supposed to shift to out of the northeast and maybe cool us off a bit. It's been still and kind of muggy, to put it mildly. Not sure where that front is that's supposed to be coming, but just be prepared for some possible rain. But you know what the story is this morning? Yes, indeed, we've got it. Well, we're close. Well, we're getting there. Yes, Top Golf has been chosen as the entertainment center for the area known as the Alawai Driving Range. That will be transformed. We're going to talk with the people doing it. Craig Kessler, Chief Operating Officer, Top Golf, and joining us, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. We'll be back after this, thanking the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. That means all those radio stations right now carrying the Golf Club radio show. And we're going to be talking with Craig Kessler, the Chief Operating Officer of Top Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse again, Craig.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got Mark Rolfing standing by. I believe he's with us on the line as well. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're all together here. We're talking about something that was announced on Wednesday, just in case you didn't see the front page of the newspaper. The city of Honolulu, the city and county, has selected Top Golf Hawaii to enhance and upgrade the existing driving range at the Alawai Golf Course. It is a private-public partnership. In two sentences, you know, the city and county of Honolulu was soliciting proposals to design, build, finance, operate, maintain the Alawai Golf Course driving range and other golf-related activities. And then on Wednesday, the City Enterprise Services Director, Guy Kaulukukui, announced Top Golf was the golf entertainment company it wanted to have do that job. Top Golf will be working with McNaughton Group and the Kobayashi Group, two very, very respected companies in Hawaii who have done great work. And we want to get down to the brass tacks a little bit and talk about, now that we've got this proposal to go forward, there's still a lot of work to be done. And first off, I want to ask Mark Rolfing a question. Mark, how long have you been working on this?
Well, you know, Bert Kobayashi and I first looked at Alawai with the governor back in 1999, Danielle, to take a look at just the overall area and kind of the future sustainability of the Alawai Golf Course. So that was some 18 years ago. Top Golf wasn't even in existence in America at that point, and so we never dreamed of Top Golf. But the point was, everybody wanted to do whatever we could do long-term, you know, to make sure that Alawai Golf Course was sustained. There were canal pollution issues, there were flooding issues, all sorts of things that are still here 18 years from then. And really, that process has taken a long, long time. But specifically on the Top Golf Initiative, it's really been a very short time, only a few months for me.
Only a few months, but it's been something that everybody's wanted for the Alawai, a more central location where people can come together and have a good time. It's always been that for the select group of golfers who've always loved the golf course. At one point, there were 220,000 rounds of golf played. Guinness Book of Records noted it to be the busiest golf course in the world. Those rounds of golf have dipped down to maybe 120,000 rounds a year. That engine, that economic engine that the Alawai Golf Course was, really supported all of the municipal courses here in Hawaii so that they didn't require any subsidies from the city council and the city's coffers, okay? Now that's not the case. And when the city has to go in and say, the enterprise services folks go in and say, you know, we need this and that for the golf courses, they're not breaking even. They're not paying for themselves. With an enterprise center like Top Golf coming in, a huge investment, and that's where we're going to turn to Craig Kessler. Craig, this is a $50 million operating proposal. I mean, it's huge. You at Top Golf and all the people involved must really believe that this is going to give you a huge return on your investment.
We couldn't be more excited about the opportunity. You know, I think as you pointed out, Danielle, it's both Top Golf, but also the McNaughton Group and the Kobayashi Group, two very well-respected organizations that have a long track record of doing great things in Hawaii. And together, we as a partnership believe we have a chance to do something really special in Hawaii that creates a community hub, both for golfers and for non-golfers, that will bring great joy to lots of people.
And indeed, so Top Golf, people are going, okay, Top Golf, we hear about it as being a place where people go and have parties and they sit around, have cocktails and food, and they hit Target Golf. We're a driving range here at the Alawai. This is a driving range. What's going to happen to our driving range? So can we break this down, the brass tacks of it? What is Top Golf in its entirety?
Yeah, that's a great question. So let's start there. Top Golf is effectively a couple things. It is a driving range where avid golfers can come and practice their game. It is also an entertainment concept where individuals and groups come together to have a good time, to host meetings, to host charitable events. The way that the concept works actually started 17 years ago, where two brothers put a microchip inside of a golf ball and started competing against each other and realized that was just a lot more fun and frankly helpful than a typical driving range, largely because they got feedback right away. They hit a ball, and if it went in a target, they got points and immediately knew how good of a shot they hit. And that's exactly what we're looking to bring to the Alawai. It's a place where if avid golfers want to go and practice just like they can today, they can do that. Or if you're looking to have a good time with, you know, family members or colleagues, you can do that as well.
So when we talk about the average driving range golfer that I see goes out, gets himself a bucket of driving range balls, you know, gets his stall. And by the way, there will be 108 stalls in the plan that Top Golf has put together so far. Gets his balls, sets himself up, and just starts hitting balls. Bam, bam, bam. Can a golfer still do that?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of our core audiences at Top Golfs around the country are the golfers that you described, where they show up and they get a bucket of balls. In our case, they come out of a dispenser right there, so you don't have to carry the balls on your own. But they just, they grind and they practice their game just like folks at Alawai do today.
Awesome. All right. By the way, this is the only municipal golf course with the driving range. So this is the perfect place. And not only will this be a great place for gathering people and introducing people to the game of golf, but it'll also be a fun place to just hang out. People have never played. And I've got to tell this story again. A niece of mine came to Hawaii. I took her to the Bayview driving range. It's a covered driving range on the windward side, under renovation, by the way. And she looked at it and she goes, "This is just like Top Golf." And I started laughing because I said, "Well, Top Golf is kind of much younger." But indeed, so Top Golf is a covered driving range and you can enjoy now three tiers. How do you have it set up? Is it going to be a three or four story?
Yeah, great question. We're still in the early phases of designing what the final building will look like. We anticipated having three or four levels.
But what's important to us is that over the next several months, we continue on a listening tour to understand what makes the most sense from the local perspective before we finalize any design plans.
When you talk about a listening tour, you mean having meetings? Will you be there? Will somebody from Top Golf be there to take the questions?
That's exactly what we're talking about, a tour where we've got local on-the-ground presence to understand exactly what we can and should do in order to reflect kind of the local landscape, the culture, the vibe. And over the course of time, there will absolutely be representation in Hawaii from Top Golf, from the McNaughton Group, and the Kobayashi Group.
Awesome. And that's what I loved about what Craig Kessler, COO of Top Golf, said during the news conference when it was announced on Wednesday that Top Golf had been chosen from many who had submitted proposals. We are committed to actively working with our local partners as well as residents and the broader community to create a first-rate venue that enhances the local golf experience. We're committed to tailoring the design to Hawaii's unique place, culture, and community, unlike any Top Golf venue in the world. And I think we've spoken about that in the past, Craig Kessler, when you've been on the show, that you go into a community and you take in all this information, whether it happens to be, offshore, far away places, you're international now. So you really have an understanding that every place has its unique culture, and you just can't rubber stamp something or just, you know, create a cookie cutter item. It's got to be perfect.
That's a great way to think about it. You know, at Top Golf, we talk a lot about being strong community partners. And I think there are a bunch of examples we can point to. We have a program called Play It Forward, where any child who's a part of a youth organization can come to Top Golf Monday through Thursday before 5 p.m. and play golf for free. We've got another program called the My Heroes program. And if you're active duty military or a veteran, or you work for a public service organization like the fire department or paramedics or police, you come in and play at a reduced rate. And so we view Hawaii as no different. It's our responsibility to sit down with the local community and figure out exactly what makes sense. As my good friend Mark Rolfing would say, come and talk story for a little bit.
Yeah.
And make sure we take this seriously before we put anything into the ground.
Absolutely. Mark, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Danielle, that even though I've been looking at Alawai for so many years for a number of different options, it really wasn't until I met everybody at Topgolf and understood just how committed they are to every community they go into. That was the point where I really felt like it was going to be a good fit for Hawaii. I knew they were going to pay special attention to the site, Alawai in particular. I know how much they, in their short period of time, have come to enjoy the people of Hawaii. They've gotten to meet a lot of the local influencers and local golfers at all levels out at Alawai. And it was pretty quick that I felt like I knew that they understood what was going to make a Topgolf Hawaii successful, and that was really becoming part of the community and adapting to the site, making it fit, as opposed to being obtrusive. This is going to be different from any Topgolf that I've ever seen. I know it. There's 38 across America. This will not look like any one of those other 38 Topgolf.
I saw that in the rendering. Of course, that's just a rendering. We're going to get into the many different things that have to go on. This is not going to happen now. This isn't the build phase. This is the putting it all together phase, which takes time. But I need to ask one question that would come up from some of the professional golfers. I know the PGA of America and Top Golf partner to advance career opportunities and grow interest in golf. So Top Golf does employ PGAs. Now, there are some professional instructors in Hawaii, on Oahu, who might go to the Alawai driving range and would teach somebody. They use it as a teaching facility. That happens at a lot of driving ranges. Would that still be possible for somebody who's been doing that?
Not only possible, but actively encouraged. We've got, as you mentioned, a partnership with the PGA of America, the LPGA Tour, and the PGA Tour. And as part of that, we bring best-in-class golf instruction to any guest who comes to Topgolf. In fact, last week we had, or 2 weeks ago, National Golf Day, and we gave away, I think it was nearly 5,000 free lessons, most of which were taught by PGA professionals to guests between the ages of 1 and 92. So absolutely, Danielle, this is important.
This is. Yeah, okay. So Topgolf, as I'm saying, this is the beginning. This is just like, hello, we want you, Topgolf, to design, plan, finance, construct, operate, and maintain the driving range under a proposed lease agreement with the city. And so now you have to go out in and do all of this work. That's the planning and the designing and the financing and then the constructing and the operating and the maintaining. I think the operating and maintaining facet of this agreement is one of the most important, because while the city receives $1.02 million annually plus 1% of the gross revenues on sales, nice, that'll all go back into the coffers for enterprise services to help the other municipal golf courses in addition to keeping up the Olawai. The fact that you're going to stay there, you're not going to walk in, build this place. Topgolf is going to be the quality maintenance operator, correct?
That's correct.
So you're always going to go in and go and make sure that it's being run in a way that you expect it to be.
Exactly.
I'm going to jump in here, Daniel, because Craig won't toot his own horn, but as COO, he's responsible for the operations and probably over 14,000 associates around America. There's a couple of missions, though. You have to remember here that nearly half of Topgolf's customers have never played golf when they first go to Topgolf. So the mission of any business is to satisfy that customer and provide a product that would encourage him to come back and enjoy that product multiple times. So certainly there's a mission to have people return to the Topgolf at Olawai and keep enjoying it long term. But also, and probably more importantly for municipal golf and public golf, especially on Oahu, the mission here is to take those 50% of the customers that have never played golf and encourage them to become traditional golfers. So one day they walk across the parking lot and go tee off at Olawai, or maybe they do head out to Pali, or even Kahuku. But the important part that Craig pointed out there is you have to give people the experience that is going to motivate them to want to go play golf. And part of that is the learning experience of how to actually hit a golf ball and get ready to play golf on a big course, because most people have difficulty doing that as just beginners. Topgolf is the transition that we've been looking for literally for decades.
So how many people go to Topgolf? I think you've done a survey at Topgolf. How many people come back or go into the game after going to a Topgolf and experiencing how much fun it is to play the game?
Well, the National Golf Foundation did a fascinating piece of research on this, and what they found is that if you look at first-time golfers that picked up a golf club on a regular traditional golf course for the first time in the last 3 years, 23% of those said they did it because their first experience was at a Topgolf, and that's what inspired them to try traditional golf.
That's fantastic. So that's a huge number to get back out and play. Something my niece did, she went out and got herself some golf outfits so that she could go on a golf course and be dressed appropriately, and started thinking about getting some golf clubs. She was borrowing mine for the meantime, but that didn't matter. She was getting into it. She was enjoying it, and she liked being on the golf course. It made her feel good. And this is from a 19-year-old young woman who is thinking about, coming out of high school, going into college, and taking a game that you can play for your entire life and this is golf. And that's why it's so important to keep our golf courses in great shape. So much is done on golf courses, and women getting into the game is so important. We're going to be talking about Women's Golf Day and Elisa Godet. This conditional award, though, after all of the planning and all the permitting and all the bidding and all the architectural work, which, of course, Topgolf will be paying for, right, Craig?
That's correct. The partnership with the Kobayashi Group and the McNaughton Group and Topgolf will cover it.
Okay. Now, the land is owned by the state, but transferred to the city's control by executive order. So the question I have to ask is, have you received any assurances from the state saying, we think this is a great idea as long as you do it the way you're supposed to do it based on the permitting and all the things that we have in place that makes you follow certain rules and regulations?
Yeah, I think the best way to answer that question is we have been in lockstep with the city following all of their guidelines throughout the RFP process. And we know that there's quite a bit of work to be done to make sure all parties involved are totally signed off. But all the indications we're getting is that, you know, the interested parties here are very, very supportive, and we're committed to getting this over the line.
Excellent. I mean, I had the feeling that you wouldn't make a huge commitment like this unless you had that, but I still had to ask the question. Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports and Golf Channel, you've been a part of, you are Hawaii Golf. You are Mr. Hawaii. When it comes to golf, you have been on the ground floor since before there was a century tournament of champions at Kapalua. You virtually created that whole tournament. It started off what was it first called at Kapalua? What was the tournament?
It was the Kapalua International back in 1983.
Exactly. And from there, it became the Tournament of Champions. So you, what drives you to do this, to create more and more for the game of golf that you've been doing?
I think all I really have to do is look at my own personal experience and reflect on what the game has done for me, the people I've met, the things that I've learned, and the span of my life that it has covered, which you have said has been my entire life. It's a game like no other, and the people that play it are a unique set of people, and it has been confined to a fairly select and small group pretty much for the entire life since golf was invented. And there's no doubt in my mind that going forward, for golf to be sustainable in general, overall, in order for golf to be sustainable, there has to be growth. You cannot have sustainability without growth. And the growth potential going forward is in public golf. It's not private golf. It's not country clubs. It is going to be in public golf. And the key to that is going to be increasing participation, getting more people, especially younger people, involved in the game. And if we don't address the issues, like it costs too much, it takes too long, and it's too darn hard, if we don't address those issues, people are not going to be coming to golf that don't play it. And Topgolf, really, in the last decade, and maybe in my entire career, I think Topgolf is the most important initiative that I have seen to grow the game, because they're addressing the three main issues.
I love what you're saying, because when I heard someone use the word golf is a game that you have to aspire to, it frightened me. It was like, wait a second. What happened to going back to the roots when kids could caddy and kids could go on the golf course, and some kids would sneak on the golf course and play a couple of holes? And I'm thinking of the Pacific Country Club and a certain Judge Richardson who lived along the course when he was a kid. He played barefoot. And it's, you know, we need to go back to that kind of ideas. And the fact that there is at Topgolf a cakey place to play, and it's not necessarily for, is it just for playing golf, or is it a place where the children get to be there while their parents are playing?
Well, the children can do all kinds of things, Danielle, but what you're really pointing to is the fact that in order for golf to be a successful endeavor, people have to enjoy it. And generally, we haven't done a lot in the golf industry to create overall enjoyment in the game. As it takes longer to play, there's less joy in the game.
All you have to do is look at some of our superstar golfers. Phil Mickelson has enjoyed playing golf his whole career. That's why he's been successful and never had a downturn. Tiger Woods, on the other hand, and I could also put Michelle Wee in this category, went through a period of time where there was no joy. You didn't see him smile. They weren't having fun playing golf. Both of them have changed. You see a whole new Tiger Woods right now, a whole new Michelle Wee. They're getting joy out of playing the game, and that's what Topgolf is doing. And it's creating joy that simply hasn't been there, especially for the younger people, because they want instant gratification.
Well, the Topgolf that's so far in the planning works, and this is all a work in progress with a listening tour coming. Four stories are simply no taller than the Alawai Clubhouse that exists there. It will be on the existing driving range footprint, 108 hitting bays. The driving range technology is so cool. I want to go. Food and beverage operations, meeting and event places, indoor and outdoor keiki play areas, a rooftop lanai. When you listen to what Bert Kobayashi, the founder and senior advisor to the Kobayashi Group, during the news conference, Topgolf has many local supporters who've had the chance to visit Topgolf locations on the mainland. We look forward to everyone here being able to play Topgolf without having to fly out of state, and we appreciate Topgolf's commitment to supporting local golfers and youth golf in our state. And Duncan McNaughton, the chairman and founder of course, the McNaughton Group, said, "We are honored to be working with Topgolf to bring this popular golf concept to Hawaii, and we appreciate the company's awareness of the uniqueness of Hawaii." That would be Topgolf's awareness. "Now that we've been granted this conditional award, we look forward to sharing and discussing our proposal with the community." And as Craig Kessler, the COO of Topgolf, said, that would be the listening tour. And of course, we'll be hearing more about how you can be one of the people asking the questions. One came up that was interesting. Someone mentioned to me that there is already an RFP in place asking for people to propose to maintain and run the Alawai Golf Course. And someone said that Topgolf was probably going to throw their hat in the ring. Craig Kessler, have you heard anything about this?
That is news to me, Danielle.
I had a feeling. That's what we hear. We always sound like, there's so many things coming at us. It's just interesting. When you have a listening tour, you'll be able to take questions from people like that who say, "Well, I heard this, and I heard that, and I heard this," and actually bring the community of golfers together. I think what they're going to find is that they love this Topgolf, and that it's going to be a whole lot of fun for a lot of people who are both in the game, who are not in the game, who just want to go have some fun. The technology, that is your technology now. Was it the brothers who became, they started it, and the technology grew? So it's like the tracers that we see on television while watching golf?
Yeah, two separate technologies. The RFID chip in the golf ball, that idea came about 17 years ago when Topgolf first started by two brothers. The second technology you referenced was formerly known as ProTracer. Topgolf acquired it, and we've since rebranded it TopTracer. If you watch golf on the weekends and you see the outline of the flight path of the golf ball, oftentimes that's powered by our technology, which we're very excited about.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports analyst and commentator. And I know that you've been the encouraging force to make, people see that something needs to be done to sustain the game. In other words, grow the game, yes, but also the sustainability. And we're not talking about the environment, although that has a lot to do with it. We're talking about making the game be able to support itself. And that's really the most important part. And then, of course, the sustainability. That's up to the superintendents of golf. And by the way, I have so much love for our golf superintendents, because they're like our nurturers of the ground. And if you've ever met a golf course superintendent, you know he's like a gardener. and he loves the earth just as much as you do, and he wants his kids, his grandkids, and their kids to have what we have today, or maybe even better. So I want to thank you, Craig Kessler, Chief Operating Officer, Topgolf, for being on the show. Mark Rolfing, thank you so much for being on the show again. Mark, you are off to the Players.
I am, Danielle.
Have fun.
I will. They're talking about Topgolf Hawaii all the way back there in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida right now.
Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't let you talk about?
No, I think you've got it. The point about, the public golf and municipal golf in particular in Hawaii is a really important one. And look at the last 5 years, revenue has declined, participation has declined. The participants simply aren't there. And we have to create new products, especially for these younger people, that are going to cause them to want to get engaged with golf. And I am firmly in the belief that Topgolf is the answer.
Excellent. And Craig Kessler, thank you for being on the show. Is there something you'd like to say that I didn't give you an opportunity to?
I really appreciate you having both Mark and me on, and we're really looking forward to continuing the discussion, and I'm sure we'll be back again soon, Danielle.
Yes! Have a fabulous weekend. Aloha. Thank you for being on the show.
Take care.
Thanks, Danielle.
We're going to come back, and Sam Sear, he's the winner of the Mid-Pac Open, overcoming a whole lot of stuff. He's on the Asia Tour, grew up on Maui. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
It's kind of funny that we just heard them talking about the Kahili course where Claude is, because Claude, when we were talking about him helping me with some putting tips that Tiger Woods needs, I said, Sam Sear's going to be on. And he goes, oh, Sam was practicing at the Kahili course before the 2018 Mid-Pac Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sam Sear.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to tell you, I've been covering golf during this show for 20 years. And so every year I go to the Mid-Pac Country Club, Mid-Pacific Country Club, for the Mid-Pac Open. And Jerry King would be your caddy. and you were there. Sam Zier would be there, right? And I'm a friend of Jerry's, so I'm like, Sam, yes, Sam, yes, Sam.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to do that because I'm supposed to be unbiased, right?
Right.
And this time he couldn't be on your bag, and you win. And this must, I mean, he must be so happy. Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I have, actually. I talked to him, I think, the day after on Monday. He's in Mexico now, so, yeah. But I did get to talk to him, and, yeah, he did get the caddy for me my final round. I believe it was 2010, but he was my coach growing up and helped me a bunch, teach me about the game and everything when I was in high school on. So I'm very close with him, and, yeah, I wish he could have been there this year, and, yeah. In the middle year, I didn't play as much. So.
Yeah, you played beautifully at Mid-Pac Open, the 2018 that you became the champion. Parker McLaughlin was coming on strong. He shot a 4-under in that final day. Brent Grant had been so strong in the first couple of days and then kind of fell off a little bit the last 2 days having difficulty. But Damon Tellis and Justin Kylie finished the day 3-under. Your final day wasn't as strong as your first three. Did you feel the pressure?
You know, a little bit. I actually got off to a good start the final day. I was 4-under through 5. And then I kind of just started playing a little bit more conservative. Brent made a mistake on number 7. And Damien Tellis and Parker guys are a few shots behind. So I kind of had a little bit of a cushion, and I did bogey, I think, 2 of my last 4. So I was playing all right, playing pretty solid, and then I just kind of wanted to be a little bit more conservative coming in just because I didn't want to blow it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same word. Didn't want to blow it. It's like when you have a bogey, a couple, you know, and you're leading, how do you calm yourself down? How do you refocus?
You know, I pray a lot. I start praying and ask God for peace. I do some breathing things to kind of calm my heart rate and stuff, and just kind of try to take it one shot at a time. Obviously, you do have distractions. But that's probably the thing that I do the biggest. I pray, and I just try to do like proper breathing and just kind of try to tell myself like, okay, here's a shot, here's my number, you know, this is what I want to do, and just kind of try to stay present as much as you can.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's pretty, because in the praying, you focus your mind on something other than what you've been doing, right?
Exactly.
And in the breathing, it brings, like you said, you bring oxygen in, and the body functions so much better.
Right. Oh, you're 100% correct.
In fact, speaking of feeling better, you said, I think in one of the interviews after you won the 2018 Mid-Pac Open, it's the only 4-day tournament now in Hawaii. So this is one of our majors in addition to the Hawaii State Open. You said it felt good to be feeling healthy again. Again, I'm playing well. Have you been having trouble feeling healthy?
Yeah, I've had quite a few issues over the last few years. Last year I got we're not sure if it's a bacteria. I have an immune deficiency that I got from Asia and stuff, so I haven't been feeling at my best. I'm down 20 pounds from my normal weight.
Wow.
Just things like that, but I've got about 5 pounds of it back, and starting to feel stronger. I wasn't able to kind of like play 4 days in a row, just like real competitively walking and all that kind of stuff for a bit. So I just started feeling better about that a couple months ago. So I just started playing tournaments maybe a couple months ago, and I did have a good break in there that I had to take a little hiatus from golf to just make sure I can get healthy and I could prepare the way I wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you when you said that, but you took a break, because I couldn't help but think, but how do you, when you're not feeling well, how do you pull yourself together to, you know, practice, prepare, perform? That's an intense operation when you're not feeling your best physically.
Yeah, it is a lot tougher, actually. It's been a little interesting, like, I've taken, like, I don't know, 14 blood tests, and I've taken a lot of things to try to figure it all out. But they, it was interesting. I would kind of, like, go and practice in the mornings, and then I would probably practice from, like, 8 to, like, 10 or 11. I would go home. I would take, like, a nap because I'd be kind of, like, weak and stuff. And then I'd go back in the afternoon, try to practice for a couple more hours around, like, 2 o'clock or so. So I was kind of breaking it up and just kind of doing what I could just to, you know, kind of get through and get as much work in as I felt like I needed to or wanted to. So it was a little different just in that regard, just because when you're, you know, when you're feeling 100% and stuff, it's easy to stay at the golf course, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours and just kind of work on everything and play and just kind of get it done. And mine was a little different over the last few months just because of that, just not feeling super strong and, you know, getting really tired really fast.
Do you know that they say that we function better with naps, that we should actually take that Spanish siesta?
I love the sound of it, honestly. I need to do it more often. And it was forcing me to do it, and now I want to do it every day.
Yeah, you know, even if it's just 30 minutes, just, okay.
Yeah.
Tune out the rest of the day. Come back, and you're like, okay, I'm ready. You know, it's just interesting. Yeah, when you think you might have gotten something in Asia, you're on the Asian tour, highly respected. Yeah. You travel around the world. When I go someplace, I have a diet. You know, and I don't think of myself as being ridiculously unadaptable, you know, and that I would like to try other things. But at the same time, if I'm doing something like working, which you are when you're playing golf, you're working, I want to have the stuff that I'm comfortable with around. How do you adjust to that?
Yeah, well, I'm actually not going to play Asia this year. I have been out there, yes, the last 5 or 6 years or something like that. I actually try to do kind of what you said. Like, I do have, like, specific things that I try to eat, and I try to stay away from trying anything crazy kind of thing. But I got sick in Pakistan from just kind of, like, veggies and a meat kind of thing. And then it was just, like, a normal thing. Like, I actually was feeling fine. It was the second day, and, you know, started feeling really sick. And, you know. You're just not feeling good, and then you're throwing up everything, and then it's just like there's more things that just come upon. And then the next week I was in Malaysia and it didn't get any better, and then the next week I was in Australia and it didn't get any better, and then I just pulled out and came home, and it just was getting worse and worse, and I still had a bunch of tournaments to play, but I couldn't do it just physically. I was just, you know, not feeling good, and it's not fun to play golf competitively when you're not feeling good.
No,
and it's really hard.
Yeah,
it's just like body, so.
It's all it's physical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you are walking, you know, and it's pretty hot in Asia, Southeast Asia, and Australia was a nice time, and it was hot there and stuff. So, yeah, it was. You definitely want to be feeling good.
You know, it's interesting in today's world where veggies are getting a real bad rap. It's funny, you know, don't buy this lettuce anymore because, you know, and watch out for these creatures that live in this stuff. You know, be sure to wash every, and then, you know, watch out what water you wash your vegetables with. So have they figured out what it is, or are you still in the searching mode?
No, we're still a little bit searching. I mean, they have tested me for a lot of, like, different things that they thought it could have been, and it was not. And so they just know I have something wrong with my immune system and whatever. But, I'm feeling a lot better now and feeling a lot stronger. Like I said, I'm not back to my normal speed, normal weight or anything, but I am feeling a lot better and I have more energy and things like that. So, but no, we haven't pinpointed it exactly. Like I said, I have taken a lot of tests, and I kind of took a break from taking so many tests because getting sick of giving so much blood and doing so many of all these tests. So, but we have eliminated a lot of things. I want to say they have, at least 14 things that they've eliminated. Maybe more, actually. So there's just a few that they haven't done. But I am feeling a lot better, which I'm very encouraged with. And I feel solid now. I just try to slowly get back my weight and my strength.
Well, you certainly look solid. 2018 Mid-Pac Open champion, 4 days on the Mid-Pacific Country Club course. What is your goal next? Where are you going? Are you going to Hawaii State Open? Are you going to stay in Hawaii?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I'm going to my next event. I'm actually playing U.S. Open local in here on Maui. And then that's tomorrow morning, actually. And then I'm flying back to California. I have an event in Arizona in a couple weeks. I think it's the 21st through 24th. And then I'll play another event, maybe like Long Beach Open or something like that in June. I think it's the third week of June. So I have a few things that obviously hopefully I make it to U.S. Open sectional, hopefully make it to the U.S. Open, which are the first couple weeks of June. So, yeah, it's just I'm just kind of taking it one thing at a time, but I do have a couple more events scheduled through that, and then we'll see what the summer holds. Hopefully I can do some Web Mondays if I'm feeling good, and and then I have some other events scheduled. I'm looking forward to it, but I'll be in the mainland and Hawaii. I'll be in both.
Sam Sear is feeling better. He's going to go for the U.S. Open qualifier. You know, you've got to feel better to go take on the qualifiers and get into the U.S. Open and know what's in store for you as you continue on through that. Gee, it would be great to see you qualify and get in and get a spot. And to see that you've got the dynamic drive now to do that is awesome. It must mean that you really are wonderfully on the road to recovery. And Sam Sear, I just want to, you know, send our good wishes and prayers to you and hope that everything just works out. Of course it will.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the support and the love. And ma'am, I'll work hard and do my best.
Is there anybody that you want to give kudos to for helping you in your work toward just being a golfer? I mean, a lot of golfers, a lot of people don't realize that to be a professional golfer is, it's not an easy road to hoe, and you've got to love the game, just like breathing to actually pursue it. And I'm sure you do, Sam. But is there somebody you'd like to thank?
Yeah, I've had so much help from so many people along the way. I mean, Jerry King has taught me a lot. He's helped me out a bunch. He's been there every step of the way. And Dan Carrier in Florida, and Sherry and Jack Klein. And I mean, there's been so many people. Sudhi Nunukorn at Kaanapali, they've been a huge help to me. And Kahili, Brandon, Scott, and just kind of everybody along the way. They know who they are, and I appreciate all of them very much. And I wouldn't be where I am without any of them. God, my family, my girlfriend, just kind of everybody along the way that's been a support to me has been huge.
Sam Sear. Yeah, we appreciate you too. Stay in touch. Sometimes it's hard getting the leaderboards from all the different events around the country. So, send me a text. Let me know how you're doing so I can keep everybody up to date on Sam Sear. Sam Sear from Maui grew up, and I thought it was cute that Claude saw you at the Kahili course. And he goes, yeah. You're looking good. You're looking good. Thank you. Thank you for being on
the
show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. Aloha. And Sam Sear, he's headed over on Maui. It's going to be at Kaanapali. They're going to have the qualifier tomorrow. So that'll be, if you happen to be on Maui and get a chance to get to Kaanapali, it's an awesome shoot. Just seeing these guys and how well they play, you can just learn a whole lot from watching. Just like, watching golf on television is one thing. You don't really see the ball striking as well. Watching in person, it's a great thing. And then you show your support for all of these young players who are out there looking for that spot in the U.S. Open. So we're going to talk with Alise Godet, and speaking of Kaanapali, Women's Golf Day is being celebrated there. They've got a huge event planned, including a fashion show and clothes giveaways and all kinds of stuff. And that's pretty much what's going on across Hawaii. We have really increased the number of locations celebrating Women's Golf Day on June 5th. And she'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place. We buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing. Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, so all this golf talk is making you want to go play around. That's exactly what it's supposed to. At the Rojo Wine Country Club, there's a 9:52 and a 10:28. Couple Lay has an 8:37 if it's not too late, an 8:45 and a 12:15. Poipu has a 9:10, a 10:20, 11:30. A Volcano, yes. They're playing at the Volcano Golf Course. It's 54 degrees. There's an 8:42, a 9:18, and a 10:30. And our prayers are certainly with everybody on the Puna side, Leilani Estates, and all the people impacted by the lava flow, which was, I mean, lava flow. It was a lava eruption in the middle of a subdivision. It was incredible. It was like Hollywood could not have scripted this better. Normally, there's a flow from a vent like Oh, and it comes down the hill, and you go, there it comes, and okay, everybody here is going to admit, might do this and that, and boom, and it rolls along, like it did when I was over in Kalapana, and the last homes were eaten up, and everybody had gotten out already, and, you know, they were moving the painted church on the back of a big truck, and all of that stuff was going on. This was a fissure opens up, and there's fountaining in the middle of a forest next to a house, and there was hardly any warning except for the earthquakes that were going on. It was truly the most incredible experience that I think the world has seen, because normally it's the top of a mountain or the side of a mountain, and you guys were with you, and this is scary. And that 6.9 earthquake must have been just absolutely terrifying for folks. And in Hilo, I know you're all feeling it. And I just tell you. But we're going to talk a little bit about Women's Golf Day now, okay? Just to take our mind back into the world of golf. Alisa Godet is author and writer and organizer and founder of Women's Golf Day. womensgolfday.com is where you go. Engaging, empowering, and supporting women. It is on Tuesday, June 5th. Right now, more than 701 golf locations in 47 countries are hosting a Women's Golf Day. Driving ranges, golf shops, golf courses, you can all sign up. Let's bring into the clubhouse Alisa Godet. Welcome in.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Do you know, at this time last year, there were like 400 golf venues in 17 countries, and now you're up to 701. and it's not even the, you know, final sign-up day, and you're in how many countries did I say? 48?
Yeah, actually, the numbers that you're listing are from last year. 2017, we had 711 locations in 46 countries.
Oh, I'm reading off the internet. How many do we have now?
I think we're up to about 500-ish.
500-ish right now, and this is just, we're still going toward June 5th.
Yeah, we're a month out.
And everybody always waits till the last minute to actually...
They do.
Yeah. Darn it. But it's really cool, because if you go to Women's Golf Day, and then you put in your location, and for Hawaii, you have to be very specific, because it doesn't give you the whole state, so you kind of have to narrow, say, Oahu, Maui, Big Island, Hawaii, then you have to, or Kauai, and we have, I mean, you'll be proud of us, Alisa. We're doing what we can to support women, and you will be absolutely thrilled to see what Ka'anapali and all the golf courses are doing. But I want to start, this is what we were just talking about, Ka'anapali. Check this out. There's going to be 4:30 to 6:30. That's the time at Ka'anapali Golf Course Driving Range. It's complimentary, no charge. You've got to be 21 years or old. There's a fashion show with Tori Richard, Nike Golf, and Jamie Sadok, and they're giving away stuff. And there's wine tasting and beverages available, a golf clinic with Shana Miyajima, music, fun, prizes. Everybody gets a cool new hat designed just for Women's Golf Day. Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed. That's the one thing I will tell you is this. We're constantly, this is our third year, it's grown very quickly. There definitely, the market has shown that there is an interest in this. What I will tell you is, I don't know if we'll have as many locations as we did last year, because we moved from, it was a free model to, a small charge for just the locations. The locations decide if the event is free or there, or if there's a charge there, if it's public or private. We allow the location to do what they want because they know what's best for their community, and these are community events, and I love to hear that, because this is not meant to be a competition. It's meant to be welcoming for anybody that wants to try golf and feel non-intimidating. So what you just described to me sounds ideal, where someone's not going to feel like you've got nothing to lose, just show up and put a club in your hand. If you already play golf and it's a celebration of getting together with people that you have common interests with, or bringing new people into the game. And that's what this is about. So the locations that have signed on have really dug in and are creating phenomenal experiences. And that's, what we want.
Yeah.
Experiences that will engage people in one of them. And I think you know this, but while it is a community thing, I think it's very important to take a look. And when we say all these countries that are involved, we had 4 or 5 days ago a golf course that signed on for the first time from Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I feel very happy that we're affecting change. And I think our numbers will go up, will go down. We're welcome to help and suggestions, and we're trying to figure it out. But we do see that people are engaging and really helping to bring, because, it's the age-old Jerry Maguire, help me help you.
How many women play golf in Saudi Arabia? I mean... It's phenomenal that you've got a golf course in
Saudi. Well, they couldn't even drive.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Honey, give me a ride to the golf course. That would probably be not even something, unless her husband was very international, something he wouldn't even consider allowing her to do, because she'd be out bending over doing all these things. It's empowering, and that's one of the reasons why, to engage for women, an event for females of all ages and skills to participate in golf and help grow the game, to empower new and experienced golfers empowered by teaching skills that last a lifetime and creating meaningful connections, to support networking for women wanting to learn to golf and get more involved. Now, this is another one. This is really cool. Okay, on Maui, it's a small island. There are a lot of golf courses. Ka'anapali is not that far from Wailea. and Wailea is holding there. They didn't want to be on the same day because it would take away too much from one side or another. So they're holding theirs on the 9th, okay? And this is what the Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer Brenda Rago has come up with at the Wailea Blue Pro Shop, okay? There's going to be a 3 o'clock check-in, organization, group introduction, warm-up, then activities. There's a carnival station and a golf scramble. Now, you say, what? A carnival station? I mean, this is golf. No, you see, the carnival station is for women who've never done golf. It's like swing into the basics of golf with the help of Wailea's golf club professionals, including putting, chipping, full swing, fun golf games, introductory on-course experience, ideal for newcomers to the game and beginning golfers. It's perfect. And then there are the other folks who've been playing for a while and want to meet women who play, it's the golf scramble. So you join the Wailea Golf Ambassadors for a mini group scramble on the blue course, fun outing, gorgeous, of course, afternoon views and food and fun afterwards, and just getting to know. This is what I've been just, I just love how it's, you know, even if it costs a little bit, what is it, $99, and it's $79 if you are signed up early. That's a small investment for the amount that you do for the women in your community who have heard so much about the game. They like to walk. They like to enjoy themselves with other women. Just get out of the house, get out of work, play 3 holes, 9 holes, however much time they've got. And this is fantastic. I think I love what Wailea is doing. Thank you so much. Elise.
Yeah, and to clarify for your listeners, the fee that we were talking about is for the location, not for the individuals that are participating.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a location. We just, you know, how we're trying to still figure out what's the best model for this. But it's very encouraging to see people thinking out of the box. I think the format that we created gives them the opportunity to be creative, because it's a celebration of women. It's not a tournament necessarily or anything that's very rigid. It should be welcoming and creative and enjoyable, just an enjoyable day in celebration. And I think with all the other empowerment things that are going on right now, it's very timely, and also not to forget that the woman is 99% of the times the gateway to the family unit as well. So if you want to get junior golfers or anything else, that's, you know, the way to go.
Yeah, she's the one who's driving everybody everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's on the road. Women's Golf
or
Day.
Signing up or whatever it is.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. That is the FCC regulation. Each place is where we have a radio station. In Hilo, we're on, of course, here, 101.1 FM. That's KORLYNI. Kona FM is on Maui, and KTOH Kalaheo is on the beautiful Garden Isle, Kauai, where you guys are recovering from floods on the north side. Man, that was incredible. 50 inches, over 50 inches of rain in 24 hours. Unbelievable experience. Now, back to Wailea Golf Club. They've added a charity component. Alisa Godet is the founder of Women's Golf Day. She's with me. The money that they're generating benefits the Hawaii Animal Rescue Foundation, or you can give to the Animal Rescue Foundation while you're there. So it's really cool, and it's for this location, it's $50 per person, and you either get the carnival or you get to go for the scramble. And as Elisa was saying, that if you want to have a women's golf day, tell us, Elisa, how does a golf course go about creating this?
Yep, so they can go onto our website, and there is a register a location link, and you go there, you just follow that, and we have the resources to help you. As some is very simple, just to upload your event, and or as you know, if you need more help, it's available as well. And then, you know, similarly on the same homepage is for their participants. And I know that While you guys seem very organized already for this, I do know that by mid-May, which sounds, you know, most people mark their calendar June 5th, by mid-May, there's going to be a lot more locations signed up because there's big entities that are coming on and, you know, retail locations and stuff around the U.S. and around the globe.
Really? Honestly. Can you tell us more?
Oh, yeah, sure. PGA Tour Superstore, the Billy Casper courses, Topgolf, Golf Town in Canada. I mean, these ones I'm thinking off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. That if you don't see them on there, they're all coming on within these next couple days. And so, yeah, it's, you know, we have, you know, thankfully the these large organizations or people that have multi-facilities that have decided to jump in and do it. And everybody, you know, like I said, I think it brings awareness to the very minimum. And it gets people thinking that there's, you know, and I love seeing over the 3 years now the creativity. And I highly, highly encourage everybody to participate and to, you know, use your social media, because on that day it's going crazy and you can Golf Channel that morning. Morning Drive will be covering it. They'll go to a few locations live and they do a lot of coverage on that day. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, to see how this is really taking on a life of its own.
Yeah, and Princeville Mackay Club is in. They're going to have their clinic and on-course play and food and drink, I think, on one of their fabulous holes overlooking the ocean. I just have to talk to them again because Princeville's on the north side and I'm not sure what they went through when the rain came down. One of the Golf Club on Oahu, a clinic, plus 9 holes of play, and then the 19th hole in the restaurant. Mauna Kea is having a lesson, followed by time on the course and food and prizes. So it's everybody's getting into it and having a good time coming up with something that works for, like you said, for their golf course, for their community. And I'm sure we haven't heard, you know, from everybody who's participating. What the golf course gets in all of this, I think, is the when people go and look at Women's Golf Day, they see all the participants, and you get to highlight your course. Isn't that a part of the benefit from, and you send marketing materials to them and help them with getting the Women's Golf Day message out?
Absolutely. As soon as a location signs on, they get an automatic electronic toolkit, which helps them with materials where they can, as simple as, you know, posters and things where they only have to put the name of their location, the address, and the time frame that they're doing the event and any details. They have a profile that will be on the Women's Golf Day page. And throughout the year, all year, until next, you know, the next year. And, you know, we'll see that what we're going to do as soon as this one ends is start to, on our webpage, is to help different locations, you know, redirect people. Because this is I always say it's the New York Marathon inverted. Instead of everybody coming to us, we go to them for one day.
I like that.
Yeah, and so what we want to do though is encourage people that beyond this day, here's some resources that are out there. So whether it's a Get Golf Ready program from the PGA of America or a golf store that has ongoing things to golf courses. So we will have a lot of that, links up to where you can go in different areas.
Wonderful.
To continue on so that, yeah, so it does become, and then, you know, it's just things to keep up with, whether it's the Ladies European Tour or the LPGA, and you know, just a lot more empowerment and just helping people feel good about, you know, getting out there and connecting with people. I mean, that's even more important than the actual game of golf.
This is a one-day, four-hour experience for women and girls. Started, is it 3 years ago? This is the third year, right?
This is the third year, yeah.
485 locations, the first in 28 countries, up to 701 golf locations in 47 countries last year. We're up to over 500 so far signed in this year. This is on June 5th. Is Troon International still participating?
Pardon?
Is Troon International still participating?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And Troon in America, you know, I mean, everybody has of the management companies have different arrangements. You know, they have all been very, very good about promoting it. So Troon Domestic in the U.S. And Troon International, you know, a lot. The UAE, they've done a wonderful job. And, you know, we have wonderful ambassadors, and you are one of them, the people that are championing this cause in their region. Because, once again, we're realizing, you know, it becomes a community thing. So no better than the voice of the community, be able to tell people and get, whether it's locations or women involved, you know, everybody knows best what kind of the touch points are for their community. And we've noticed it's been super helpful, you know, to do that. And it's just really interesting to see. We have Evian in France, which is due, and they went last year from 5, and they're going to have 50 this year participants. They've capped it. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel really good. You know, I think we're going to see up, down throughout the years as things, we're all trying to figure out what the best way for this to happen. But I will say, the ones that are on board, it's unbelievable how they've done it. Pinehurst is also a couple-day event. You can still, it's on our webpage, go to Pinehurst. And women who have always dreamed to go to Pinehurst, not just for men, you can go, and it's a three-day event. Spend the night, you know, kind of a girl's boondoggle. And I encourage people to go do that. Barbara is a wonderful woman who put that together. And, you know, we're seeing things come out of this that are just, you know, as long as it brings people together and gets them excited, that's, you know, that's what we want.
Yeah, we've got a Top Golf coming in Hawaii, we think, because they've signed on for a $50 million project to get Top Golf in Waikiki at the Alawai driving range, completely redoing that driving range and creating a Top Golf on the footprint. So we're super excited, and I thought that would be the perfect location for, because you don't have to be a golf course. You can be a pro shop. You know, or a little golf store is what I mean. Not a pro shop on a, at a golf course, but let's say you're a golf store. You can have something. If you can have a fun event for women that'll bring them into the maybe just to a fitting with them. You know, let them ask questions.
Yeah, or even a little putt-putt thing or something where they're putting and do, you know, something. I mean, people, that's it. We're allowing people to be as creative as they want and just making sure that it's, you know, based on the theme of it is that it's light and fun and engaging. Just, you know, try to say, don't, this isn't the day to create, you know, the club championship.
Yes. So, Lisa Godet, author and writer and organizer and founder of Women's Golf Day, womensgolfday.com is where you go. Women's Golf Day allows women to explore various options in their community, including local facilities, lessons, leagues, other ways to get involved. All vendors and teachers and local golf resources will have the opportunity to get involved and have materials present to engage the female golfer. That's what you get when you sign up. If you'd like to be a place where there's a Women's Golf Day, go to womensgolfday.com. If you want to find a place that's having a Women's Golf Day, go to womensgolfday.com. Thank you for being on the show, Lisa.
Thank you, Danielle. Good luck. And my prayers with everybody. I'm praying everybody's okay. I saw the news. So.
Yes. Thank you very much. It is. Aloha. We're going to go to Maui next, and we're going to have Claude Brousseau, Maui School of Golf, a Golf Channel Academy, is on Maui, and he's got a couple of really cool things. First of all, he's not an official Women's Golf Day location, but he's got something for women on Women's Golf Day, and we have a gift certificate. Realize Your Golfing Potential gift certificate. Its value is $125. It's a one-hour golf lesson with PGA Master Claude Brousseau. We'll be with him and giving away this certificate right after this. Oh, by the way, yes, you can give it to the mother, the woman in your life. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, the first thing we want to do is we want to get the phone lines going because this is a gift certificate to get a round of golf. No, it's a 1 hour golf lesson with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master. And the number to call is 546-5675. 808-546-5675. And yes, if you win, you can give it to someone you love for Mother's Day. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA.
Aloha, Danielle. It's always a privilege to be on your show.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. I have a couple of things that I mentioned earlier that you're not an official Women's Golf Day facility, but in honor of Women's Golf Day, or thinking of it, you want to give 10-minute free lessons to ladies between 5 and 6 o'clock on June 5th at your Maui School of Golf and the Golf Channel Academy at Kahili Course.
That's exactly what we will do for this year. Like you had mentioned earlier, you know, Maui is a small island, and then some people are more on the west side, more on the south side, and then for the other side of the island at Kaili, yes, on June 5th, people just need to call in and reserve the time, and I'm giving them 10-minute free lesson to introduce them to the game, and then going from there, make them a golfer for a lifetime. It's such a great way to get involved with your friends, your family, your kids, and we're part of this great initiative of getting women playing golf.
And the number to call, Claude, is 808-870-1422. 870-1422. Okay, there's a couple of numbers out there, and I'm going to give them to you again. First of all, if you want to win the gift certificate valued $125, 1 hour golf lesson with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, the number to call is 546-5675. If you're on a neighbor island, just add the 808. 546-5675. All right. Now, Claude Brousseau has a fabulous book out. And for some reason, it's not in front of me, Claude. I don't know if it's in my briefcase. silly me. But I've been watching Tiger Woods. And Tiger's been talking about a problem he's been having over the past couple of days. He can't putt. Okay, it's as simple as that. It's 30-some putts per round, and that's like half of his score, more than almost. He's at the home of the PGA Championship. Justin Thomas won last year. Fast greens, but this year he called them, as Tiger said, slow, springy, and firm at the same time. What does that mean to you, slow, springy, and firm?
That means that those greens are difficult to control your speed. on an overall evaluation of it. Firm, it means that when you need to, when the ball get onto the green, you need a lot of spin to stop it. And if you're playing from the rough, that means the ball will roll more on the green. Now, putting-wise, I heard some comments also from the players that maybe for the first few days the green were a little bit bumpy. So I'm sure the maintenance crew do a great job to roll the green. Maybe they roll them twice a day during in the morning and after the round. And normally during a tournament the greens are getting faster. PGA, so that means for them, especially let's say in the case of Tiger, he said he's used and he plays better on green that are faster. Meaning, Nick Faldo was saying that they were rolling around 12. That's kind of a fast. Probably, what happened is, if there is a little bit of bump on the green, the distance is controlled is more difficult. But in the interview after his round yesterday, he made the cut. He had to make the putt on the 18 to make the cut, and he did the birdie there. But at the same time, what happened here is it could play in your mind more than your technique. I don't think that his technique has changed that much. It's probably more of a commitment issue on the part. You feel what you feel and what you see and what you produce. It's not really real. So he said he will go and work on it. And some really good player. I mean, there is a funny story about that. Plays on the, let's see, shaggy green or different type of grass, I will say, in Florida, and then go in the north of the United States. And I mean, you have to like the green that you play on and adapt to it.
Yeah. He said he was uncomfortable hitting the putts as hard as they had to be hit for it to go in. And somebody said, well, what you need to do is pull your, and this was on Golf Channel, of course, I'm just listening to them. He said, make a backswing that's a little bit further. And he said, so I thought, well, what would you do if you're uncomfortable hitting the ball as hard as it takes, you're on slow greens, you have to hit it harder. You just have to, you have to adjust your backswing in the putting arc.
Correct. So what happened is that, of course, the length of the putting stroke will dictate in the speed of the putting stroke, of course, but the length is the most important thing, is the length of the putting stroke on the backside and on the forward side of the ball control how the ball goes. So what I would suggest your listener, if they have that difficulty, or even tour players that I, have to work with in Europe, basically you need to trick your brain. So what I will say is when you do a practice swing, you will visualize what I will call a virtual hole, maybe a foot or 2 feet beyond the real hole. So when you do your practice swing, you're not really looking at the hole, but you're looking at a virtual hole that is, let's say, a couple of feet past the real hole. And then while you do your practice swing, you keep your eyes there. So your visual system will give your muscular system a longer stroke.
Ah.
As an example, if you find out after three holes, you're always 3 feet short, but guess what? You better to visualize that hole 3 feet past the hole until you're doing it.
Right. Certainly in practice, that would be the perfect way to do, to see how you're then coming through, how that further back swing, I'm going to call it a swing, even though it's a stroke in the putting. We're talking with Claude Brousseau. He's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Golf Short Game. unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. Claude Brousseau is a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. He's owner of Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course, a Golf Channel Academy. He's director of coaching and player development, and he's been in the game for a long time. And some of the tips that he just gave me when I was talking to him about Tiger's difficulty, and a lot of guys are having a hard time because the greens are not reacting the same way the Quail Hollow usually has them rolled. They're usually faster, they're usually compacter, and now they feel spongy, and they're just not rolling the same way. They seem to go off, the ball goes to the side all of a sudden. It's in, and what you said in our communication earlier via email, Chloe, that it's like they're bumpy. It's because then the ball reacts to that. But you talk about in chapter your chapter on putting, pages 15 to 24, that there are exercises to help you control the distance your ball rolls, and you match that with the feel. Talk about how important it is to feel in addition to the swing.
Yes. So basically the real challenge when you putt is matching what I call feel and real. So that means that when you do a stroke, when you just the putter head touch the ball, you sometime when you're really on clicking on all cylinder, you know right away if the distance is good or not. But a way to practice is this. What you do is you go on a green, let's say you find a fairly flat putt. It could be a little bit uphill if you want, 15 feet from the hole. You stand on the side of the ball, and again, you do a couple of practice swing, looking at the hole. Most of the people, when they do their practice swing, they're looking at the ball or they're looking down, so that doesn't give you any information of the length of the putt that you have to do. So you do a couple of practice swing, make sure you keep your eyes on the hole, and then you strike the ball. And before you look up to see where the ball will have stopped, you have to call it, meaning is it short, is it long, is it appropriate distance. And then if you're 3 feet past the hole and you call that short, we got a feeling problem. So you need to redo it until you feel in real match. Another good way you can practice that is, it's interesting, McDowell, if you watch him for a long time, I think he's still doing it. What he does is he stands on the side of the ball again, he's looking at the hole, and he's just using his trailing hand, in this case it's the right hand, and you can see him doing a motion like if he had a ball in his hand and wanted to throw it on the green that will stop at the hole. That's another way to feel in real sensation that you can reproduce with the putter. So,
wow,
this is a good way you can practice.
That's perfect. We're talking with Claude Brousseau, and his book is something that you should really get for the person, you know, chocolate and flowers. I can't give them to my mom. She'll get mad at me, but a personalized signed copy of a book from Claude, or just go to MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. On the top left corner, you click on the green box, and you have everything there you need to place the order. And the book is so insightful, and it's so easy. I wish I could share right now the video, a book, that free sample that you have people, and it, you can flip through it online. It's really, really good. You should get it. It's the Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, and I really recommend it to anyone who's just starting in the game and people who will be there. We're going to be talking with Claude Brousseau in the next couple of weeks. He's going to France. He'll be at the Ryder Cup. Boy, that's going to be something, Claude. We only have about 30 seconds, but you must be excited about being at the Ryder Cup in France.
Yes, I am. I mean, this will be my first experience in the Ryder Cup. Being live, of course, I watch it on TV like many people around the world. And I had played the course at, a few times. So it's all, and of course, it's a well designed, like a stadium type of course. So you've got big muggles, and the fairways are below that, so you can really see the players. We keep our finger crossed for having a French player, Alexander Levy, since he's the one that could make the team. And what this is just great. Think about it. Ryder's Cup and Paris. Those are two good things in life.
Yes, going to Paris and going to the Ryder Cup, that is truly an amazing opportunity to just have the time of your life. And there's if you can't go, just know that you've got a really good seat at home, because the way they broadcast these programs is good. It's really fabulous. I just like to go just to be in Paris. I just really enjoy talking with you. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Creative Plumbing, thank you. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you need Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Futura Stones, master craftsmen turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork. They specialize in AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems. Raider Doors, the overhead door to use them to protect the Lamborghini showroom. You need to put it in your home. Imagine you want to just get home, click it, open it, and get in, and you're safe and secure and dry. Sure has been a very wet winter. And Claude Brousseau, thank you for all the work you do with the golf club. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.